Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Cause boys basketball coach now. That is Matt Simmons. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Great start for the Big 7 portion of the schedule for Perry LeCompton Tuesday night at home. The rivalry against Jeff West, able to pull it out 50-36, getting to 2-2 overall, but again, a 1-0 start here in Big 7 league play. Coach, a lot to get to here. Let's start with just kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that win against the Tigers on Tuesday night at home. Had to feel good to get off to a good start in Big 7 league play.
Yeah, you know, coming off the Payola tournament where we had, you know, a game we won, a game we should have won, and then a game we got blown out, we just needed to regroup. And we wanted to play really well on our home floor against, you know, an in-conference rival who has a really good returning group and a coach that's been there a few years. And we knew our hands were going to be full, and I thought we just played extremely hard. I was really proud of our effort. We stuck to the game plan. And we had some guys really step up when other guys got in foul trouble. Two of our starters fouled out pretty early in the fourth. And we had some guys like Zach Desmond and Cooper Trindle who really stepped up and came off our bench and gave us great minutes.
Yeah, you went right into my next point, which some of those role players who kind of hadn't played a whole lot, you know, in those first few games. And Payola Cooper, again, you mentioned him. I thought he was kind of a real key for you. Ronnie Baker, of course, he picked up 3 fouls in the first quarter. Fouled out early in the fourth, as you mentioned. So did Tyler Reed, your leading scorer. Those are your top 2 scorers, and they fell out early in the fourth. So Cooper Trindle, obviously Zach Esmond, you mentioned there. Another guy like Aiden Graves, Eli Dean, those guys with some experience all played well for you. So, again, some of your role players stepping up in big minutes.
Yeah, you know, and I think we only had one kid get into double figures, and that was Eli with 10. And then it was just 9 points, 7 points, 8 points, 9 points, and it was a total team effort. And what I was really proud of the most is, you know, we didn't shoot it that great. We missed a lot of easy layups, but we held them to 36 points, and they went 17 for 24 from the line. So shot it really well from the line. They got to the line a lot, but then in times where we didn't foul and we didn't send them to the line, our defense was really solid. Really good effort, really coachable. Very proud of what we put on the floor last night.
Well, sitting here at 2-2, a couple of games here before the holiday break. Another tough one here coming up on Friday. You're back at home. You get Nemaha Central and then Royal Valley on Tuesday before you get a couple of weeks off. Starting with the Thunder, again, a team that's always in it. They always lose some talent, but they always bring back talent. They add new talent. It's just one of those schools. What can you tell us about Nemaha, the kind of the expectations for that matchup on Friday?
Well, yeah, it's no secret that they're just overly talented and have had so much success in all sports and in both boys and girls and, you know, obviously football state champions, and they know how to win there. They've got a coach who's won for a very long time. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to play the right way. They're just so much bigger than us. Abe Hilbert's 6'5" and the Brady kid 6'8". They got some really scrappy guards around them, and it's a tough task, you know, but I think we're excited and ready to play at home and up to the challenge of playing a really talented team in Nemaha.
Do you already have kind of an idea what you want to do and work on, you know, when you get that extra practice time over break, when you get those couple of weeks, or does that kind of maybe depend on these next couple of games?
Yeah, I think you just, you know, the old adage, take it one game at a time and one practice at a time. But you know, we going to the Payola tournament last week, and we also sent our JV to an Ottawa tournament. We haven't all been in the gym together as coaches and a team in like 10 days. And coaches after the game last night were sitting in the office, and we just said, man, it's just going to be really good to all get together. So we're going to, you know, today's practice is going to be a little bit more about us. Tomorrow's practice will be a little bit more about Nemaha. And then, you know, focus in for one last game at Royal Valley and get to the break and regroup. And I mean, it's just a whole quarter of your season's gone in about 2 weeks. It goes really fast. So, you know, we're excited for the games coming up, really proud of what we've accomplished so far. And you know, we got a long ways to go.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons, appreciate the time as always. A win against Jeff West Tuesday night. They'll get Nemaha at home on Friday and then turn around at Royal Valley Tuesday before a couple of weeks off for the holiday break. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next 2, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Thanks, Brandon.